1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. People across Wisconsin should be ready for possible severe storms late this afternoon and evening, with the best chance in the southwest part of the state. Forecasters say the weather could bring damaging winds, a tornado or two, and heavy rain. That rain could also create flooding concerns. Officials say there's still uncertainty about how intense the storms will be and where they will hit the hardest. Leaders in Wisconsin's Democratic Party are denouncing one of their own supporters over a social media post about assassinating President Donald Trump. The post came from Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, who suggested someone should have better aim and promoted a free beer event tied to Trump's death. Bangstad is also the creator of a political action group focused on progressive issues and candidates. State Democratic leaders quickly called the comments unacceptable and said they should be taken down. Bangstad later defended his remarks and has continued to promote merchandise tied to the message. Two seats on Wisconsin's District 4 Court of Appeals will soon be open, and Governor Tony Evers is asking people to apply now. One judge, Chris Taylor, is leaving after being elected to the state Supreme Court, and another, Brian Blanchard, will step down this November. The district includes more than 20 counties across central and southwestern Wisconsin. Those chosen will serve through terms ending in mid-2027 and mid-2028. The deadline to apply is at the end of May. And Wisconsin saw more houses sell last month compared to the same time a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales increased 7% this March compared to March of 2025. They also say those houses sold for more money, with median prices up 6.5% to $330,000. The association says sales rebounded in March after a slow start in January and February. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers shut down the Pirates.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers have the night off after a 5-0 shutout yesterday over Pittsburgh. The Pirates were trying for their first three-game sweep of the Brewers in Milwaukee in over 10 years. But the crew avoided that with great pitching from Kyle Harrison and a 5-run rally in the bottom of the fourth. Manager Pat Murphy.
Staying relentless and being able to realize the inning's not over when there's two outs. You know what I mean? There's still a big chunk of it. It says good things about our offense to come when we get those guys healthy.
NFL, the Packers drafting just 6 players over the weekend, 4 on defense, 1 offensive lineman, and they traded up to get a kicker, Trey Smack out of Florida, who could replace veteran Brandon McManus this summer.
Brandon's been excellent for us in his time with us, with the exception of that past game, which I think we all recognize. But I feel it's important that we address that and have a guy who can go win us games.
That's the Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today is a day that you will need to be weather aware. We have a chance of thunderstorms, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, and tornadoes possible across much of the region. High today in the mid to upper 60s. It'll be breezy as well. Tonight, thunderstorms down to the mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.